In this message titled Dissolving the Curses, Pastor explains the cause of a curse, how it operates and how the curse can be dissolved. Jesus did something spiritually legal on the cross. He took our curses and gave us blessings. This message reveals when we repent of the sins of our fathers and turn away from iniquity, every curse will be broken off.
Let's open our Bibles to Galatians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Amen. Hallelujah. One more scripture from the Old Covenant, Old Testament, 2 Kings chapter 2. Verses 19 to 22. And the men of the city said unto Elijah, behold, I pray thee, the situation of the city is pleasant, as my Lord seeth, but the water is not, and the ground barren. And he said, bring me a new cruse, and put salt therein. And they brought it to him. And he went forth into the spring of the waters, and cast the salt in there, and said, thus saith the Lord, I have healed these waters, there shall not be from thence any more death or barren land. So the waters were healed unto this day, according to the saying of Elijah, which he spoke. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Title it, Dissolving the Curse. Dissolving the Curse. Open your mouth and say, Dissolving the Curse. Amen. Hallelujah. Now Jesus taught his disciples to pray. And he taught them to pray, and he said, when you pray, say, our Father who art in heaven. And the same chapter of Luke chapter 11, he said, if a friend should come and knock at the door and ask another friend for 3 loaves of bread. So you can call him Father, you can call him as your friend. Amen. But in Luke chapter 18, God said, you got to approach him like a judge. A widow came to a judge. So there is, in prayer, there is a time when you approach him like a father. There is a time that you speak to him like a friend. But there are times when you approach him knowing that he is a judge. In other words, you know, Jesus on the cross, he legally transacted something for you. On the cross, he took your shame, gave you his righteousness. He took your sin, gave you his righteousness. He took your curse, gave you his blessing. He took your sin, your sickness, gave you your healing. On the cross, he did something that is legal, spiritually legal. Amen. And so a judge is sitting there, knowing that there is an enemy that is coming and saying, listen, I have a case against this person. There is a curse that is to operate in his life because this person has done such and such a thing. And Jesus is seated as an advocate, as a high priest, and he's interceding for you. He's not accusing you. Aren't you glad about that? Amen. He's interceding for you. And the Father passes a verdict saying, no more, no more shall this curse operate upon this family or in this person. And then you enjoy the blessing, the release of the anointing comes over you. Amen. So in the spiritual realm, there are times when you need to know how to approach. Somebody said a curse is like, you want to go forward and there is a string or something that is tied to your back, that is pulling you back. You can see the blessing. You can see your breakthrough. But a as you are about to go forward, something is pulling you back. It might be a legal thing which the enemy is using. But be assured from God's word that God, through His Son Jesus, has spoken forth, done forth for you a legal transaction, and spoken forth His word. No curse has any legal right over you. It will have if you give Him permission. But tonight, say, I am going to enforce my legal right and see my life blessed in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and say that I am blessed. I am enforcing my blessing. Amen. So, what causes a curse and how do they operate? Then we're going to just pray together. Number one, curses are legal in nature. Open your mouth and say that curses are legal in nature. Proverbs chapter 26 verse 2. Proverbs chapter 26 verse 2. It says there, as a bird by wandering, as a swallow by flying, so the curses causeless shall not come, or curses without a cause will not prevail. Are you with me? So if curses has to prevail into your life, you have to understand it's got a legal right. It's got a legal right. It might be because nothing to do with you. You might be saved, baptized, born again, redeemed by the blood, set apart for God, sanctified, anointed of the Holy Ghost. But if there is anything in your generation line that somebody else has done to you or done in that family tree, and it has got a legal right, it will try to enforce upon your life and upon your children. But tonight we are speaking forth and saying no more in the name of Jesus. Amen. Curses as legal rights. A bird can fly, but if a bird has to lay nest, you know, I remember the house that we are staying in, once a bird came and laid the nest, it looked very pretty, it looked good, so I allowed the bird to be there. Laid an egg, a couple of eggs. The little ones came about. Then the house began to get messy. The floor began to get dirty. The walls began to get dirty. In other words, it got defiled. Why? Because in my house, I allowed that bird to build a nest. Are you with me? I allowed it to lay eggs. I saw its little ones. And then it began to mess up. That's the way with the curse. If you give it permission in your home, in your generation, then it is going to lay eggs, it's going to bring out its young ones, it's going to defile your house, it's going to spoil the house. But in the name of Jesus tonight, say no more. That has to break in the name of Jesus. So when guests used to come home, I had to tell the guests, don't step on that. Please come in, it's by the front door, you know. Don't step on that, come through the side. After some time, the bird and the little ones flew away. And I thought, thank you, Jesus. Got this thing dislodged from there. Are you with me? Clean it up. And the house was neat. But guess what? The next year, it again came. But this time I had better sense. I said, last time you were very cute the first few weeks, But it got ugly. So this time I am not going to give my front porch for you. Some of you, you are redeemed by the blood. You are set free. But you've been giving the front porch. You've been giving a part of your life. Tonight, say in the name of Jesus, that has to stop. Open your mouth and say it. Open your mouth and say it. Because when you open your mouth and say it, things will happen in the spiritual realm. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 See, you need to have a certain bit of aggression to bring it down. Sometimes people say, Pastor, I'm born again, I'm saved, I'm baptized. I mean, aren't my curses all gone? Is it? I had that confusion years. But when you study the Bible uses the word in Revelation chapter 22 and verse 3. We're going to learn, lay the foundation, learn, and then going to pray. It speaks about the new Jerusalem. It speaks about the new city of God and says there, and there shall be no more curse, the third verse, but the throne of God of the Lamb shall be in it, and the servant shall serve him. So there shall be no more curse when? In the millennial age. Are you with me? Amen. Well, it is true that Jesus purchased your freedom. He took the curse. It has got no legal right. But time and again, like that bird, it will try to come through. And you got to know how to resist it, how to stand against it, sometimes how to be aggressive and break it off. And then that thing won't have a hold over your life, and you will walk in the tangible blessing of God. If you believe that, say amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Look at Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 45. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 45. Moreover, all these curses shall come upon thee and shall pursue thee and overtake thee till thou be destroyed. Hear that? Curses are aggressive. There are four stages. They come upon you, they chase you, they overcome you, and they destroy you. You hear that? Curses are aggressive. You can't just wish it away. Curses don't end by itself. You gotta end it. There are times in your life when you can, something happens to you and you say, oh, I can go through this. You grit your teeth, you know, and say, okay, yeah, I can go through this. And you try to do it. You try to endure through that season you're going through. But if it is a curse, you can endure, grit your teeth for all your life, and it won't go away. You have to confront it. You have to take it down. And you have to say, before you destroy me, I am going to destroy you through the blood of Jesus. Amen. You know it is a curse when you rebuke the devil. You think the devil is creating the problem. You have rebuked him, and still it persists. You can't be passive, because curse is an aggressive thing. It will outlive you. Are you with me? If you think at your old age it will depart from you, it doesn't. So at this generation, in the moment of time that you are in your life, you have to take a stand through the blood of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, and aggressively say, I resist you. You shall not control my family tree. You shall not invade my soul. You shall not destroy my tree. In the name of Jesus, you have no more rights. If you believe that, put your hands together. Bless the name of Jesus tonight. Let every curse by the roots fall away in the family trees in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you with me? Amen. The moment you recognize it's a curse that you're facing, something that is repetitive, negative pattern that keeps happening again and again through generations, the moment you recognize it, you have every legal right through the blood of Jesus, but you gotta resist in the name of the Lord. You gotta say, you cannot have me, you cannot have my family, you cannot have my children, you cannot have my relationships. You have to break, you have to break. You cannot destroy me, you cannot pursue me. Lift your hands and say, curse, you cannot pursue me, you cannot overtake me, you cannot destroy me. In the name of Jesus, I resist you. Amen. Hallelujah. The fourth thing, curses are used by the devil to weaken us. Numbers chapter 22 verse 6. Numbers 22 verse 6. Some deliverances are going to take place. Amen. Numbers 22 verse 6. The prophet, you know the story, Balaam and Balak. Now come therefore, I pray thee, curse this people, for they are too mighty for me. Are you with me? Balak is saying to Balaam the prophet, these people, the people of God, Israel, are too mighty for me. Therefore, weaken them, curse them. We know the scripture in New Testament, greater is the one who is in us than the one that is in the world. We know we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ. And so what does the devil try to do? He tries to weaken you. Amen. Blessed be the name of Jesus. But tonight, every curse that is trying to weaken your soul, weaken your life, let it stand weakened in the name of Jesus Christ. I declare it over your life in the name of Jesus. Everything that's trying to weaken you, in the name of Jesus, let it fall away from your life in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. The fifth point. Curses result from iniquity that has come through your bloodline. We looked at that scripture 2 weeks back, Exodus 20 verse 5. But look at 2 Samuel chapter 21. There's an interesting scripture in 2 Samuel chapter 21. Now many people, many believers don't realize what they are facing sometimes. Their theology might be correct. They might know the truth to a little bit, but they are not completely delivered. Are you with me? Their life experience is different. After these meetings, if you are taking the word rightfully into your heart and doing what God's word is asking you to do, let me tell you, you're gonna enjoy experientially such a tremendous blessing of God over your life. It won't be a theological understanding, it won't be just in the knowledge level, but you're gonna walk in the blessing that God has commanded his children in the scripture. If you believe that, lift your hand and say amen. Say, I receive the blessing in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and say that, I receive the blessing in the name of Jesus. Amen. 2 Samuel chapter 21. There was a famine in the land for 3 years. And David was the king. He prayed, maybe for 3 years. He prayed, but nothing happened. The famine didn't go. 2 Samuel 21. So he went and began to inquire of the Lord. Lord, why is this happened? Why is there a famine in the land? Can you know that? Curses can work in a family. Curses can work in a city. In a nation. It's very biblical. David is praying forth for the nation. He says, why is there a famine in this land? And God says to him, listen, it is not because of anything wrong that you have done, but the king before you, Saul, he killed the Gibeonites, and Joshua had covenanted with them and promised them protection. Are you with me? So God had made a covenant with the Gibeonites through the time of Joshua, saying, I'll protect you. But Saul, as a king, he killed them. And God said, so there is a famine in the land. 3 years, nobody prayed, inquired of the Lord. They say, hey, they were maraya, like were drought. Hey, the Bokolum. I've been asking the Lord about what is happening with our climate here. This happens. But it was not so. Are you with me? God said, the generation before you, Saul as a king, broke covenant. Look at somebody and say, don't break covenant. He's got a legal right. A broken covenant caused a famine. Can you imagine that? A broken covenant. I remember sometime back, you know, God telling me never to break my word. And I learned it the hard way. You know, I had promised somebody to help somebody. I'd promised that person I'd help him. And I didn't. Because when the time came for that person needing help came to me, I didn't have what it takes in the natural to help him. So I said, I'm so sorry, I can't help you. I'm also going through a tough time. And then for a couple of months, my provisions dried up like anything. And I'm fasting, I'm praying, I'm seeking the face of God. And nothing is happening. And then one day I'm sitting in prayer, fasting, and I'm saying, Lord, what is it? And the Lord said, son, you broke your word. You broke your word. So I repented before God and I got up. I called that person on the phone and I said, I'm so sorry that I promised you help and I didn't help you. But I'm going to make sure the help comes to you. And I helped out that person. And you won't believe it. The moment I did it, the very next week, I did not know from where, but my provisions began to come up. Because I honored the word. You break a word, it can bring a curse into your family. Are you with me? You break covenant, it can bring. Praise God. Hallelujah to the name of Jesus. Tonight, if there is a broken word, hallelujah, put your life right with God and say, Lord, I'm sorry. And God will honor you. God will release his blessing over your life. If you believe that, lift your hands and say, Jesus' name, let that blessing be mine. Amen. 70 years later, the famine, because of what? A broken covenant. Curses, the sixth point, curses that delay or they deny or they destroy your destiny in God. Isaiah 43:25-27, it says there, I even am he that blotteth out thy transgressions for mine own sake, and I will not remember thy sins. put me in remembrance. Let us plead together. Declare thou that thou may be justified. One version says, let us contend together to see what is legally right. Are you with me? God is saying, I know your iniquity, I know your sin. Don't contend with me, but let's contend together to know what legal right is there for you to be justified in the legal court. You have a judge up there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some of you have had your blessing delayed, but that delay has to break tonight in the name of Jesus. Some of you, the curse has been out there to destroy you, but no more in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Amen. See, some of you think your marriage is blocked, your children, having children. Sometimes, there is a time when God allows you to be patient. You need to endure all that. But time you need to discern to see, is this a curse? Then I do need to resist it. I can't passively sit down. Are you with me? I need to stand against it in the name of Jesus. And say, you cannot have any right over me. My case is in the heavenly court. I have a judge up there. I have a father. I have a friend, but he's also a judge. Hallelujah. So there is no legal right that you have over my life because of the blood of Jesus. I resist you. Sometimes you expect something and it didn't happen. You get discouraged. We all do. We expect great things. Right from the time I started preaching and heard about revival and how God would use, I've been hoping and trusting the Lord that every time the church service would start and would never end, it would be an outbreak of God's glory. But sometimes you expect and it didn't happen. Certain things in your life, you expect it didn't happen. But you got to discern, is it a curse? If it is, tonight say, in the name of Jesus. Oh, come on, hallelujah. Open your mouth and say, in the name of Jesus, you have no more right over me. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Curses, you being limited in something that God has not limited you. Being limited. But God has not limited you. Are you with me still? Amen. Let every limitation that has come through a curse be broken off in the name of Jesus Christ. If God has not limited you, may you expand, may you grow, may you flourish, may you become fruitful, may you enjoy the abundance of God, may the supernatural grace, come on, somebody take it. May the supernatural grace of God flow through every area of your life. Let every hallelujah restriction that has come through a curse be broken off. Raka, may every lack be broken off in the name of Jesus Christ. May there be a multiplication of God's grace, an enlargement in your camp, a fruitfulness. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. We know that you are handling a curse when a couple of things to look into. Emotional instability. The best person to teach you would be Derek Prince. Get one of his books. Amen. They are classics under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Are you with me? Amen. Deep and simple. That's the beauty of his teachings. So some of you need to revisit those old classics and get through with that. Emotional instability. Deuteronomy 28. verse 28. The Lord shall smite thee with madness and blindness and astonishment of heart. See, that's a curse. Are there mad people in your family? Generations? Somebody who's been put in chains? Somebody who is always confused, indecisive, unsettled, fearful of heart, foolish to the core, continuous inner struggle, confusion, depression, finding it hard to renew your mind, even though you know the scripture, do not be conformed to this world, but you find it hard, you can't even think about it. You know the scripture, but you can't renew your mind. You're 30 years in the Lord, 40 years in the Lord, but your mind is still in Egypt. It's a curse. Flaky. Tonight may it break off. I didn't get a proper amen to that. Let it break off from your life in the name of Jesus. Amen. Recurring sicknesses. Deuteronomy 28, when you look at it, recurring sicknesses. Verses 35 onwards. And 22nd verse. The Lord shall smite thee with consumption and with a fever and with an inflammation and with an extreme burning and with the sword. Consumption, I didn't know what it was until I looked into it. It says lung diseases, emphysema, lung cancer, inflammation, arthritis, Alzheimer's disease. Extreme burning. 28:27 says wounds that do not heal. You got the best medication, you got the best doctors, everything, but certain wounds just keep recurring and just doesn't heal. But tonight, let that curse break off in the name of Jesus. Let there be supernatural health and healing. Ah, raida sahala makasontonia. Jiva baba raida jalama. Ikema sumhantuna raja. Ay ridevi lema sakatula. Worship him in the gift of tongues. Let every sickness, skin diseases, hereditary sicknesses, Rakapasatula Samchurada, Mari Marina Varna Rogangal, Yeshuvinda Namatal in the Yeshuvinda Namatal, Arinamara Raida Jasa Hatuna Raja, Raisa Hatuna Raja, in the name of Jesus. Lift your hand and say, receive healing in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Praise be to the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now I am trusting in the Lord just for your breakthroughs here. Glory unto the name of Jesus. The Lord told me to minister this word, and I've gone through this many a time in the church, but the Holy Spirit asked me to do this for 3 days, 3 weeks, and I'm just doing it. And I expect and I trust God to bring you supernatural breakthrough. I am doing my part. Your part is to receive. Rakhile sele prasotom sele makesua raida chavala baba sanjudalam divanam dekebos yandeli manzahanduna chibrakan sotoniam seda. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Deuteronomy 28 and verse 11. The Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods in the fruit of thy womb. Eighteenth verse, curse shall be the fruit of thy body. and the fruit of thy land, the fruit of thy body. Body, that word translated is womb, abdomen, reproductive organs. So we know, you look at Derek Prince's book, he will tell you about a simple way, is in a painful menstruation, menstrual cycles being very painful, hormone problems, painful sex. Impotence, barrenness is a sign of curse. And tonight you need to say, I break it off in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and say that, I break it off in the name of Jesus. Amen. You need to say it with aggression, with faith, with passion. I break it off in the name of Jesus from my family. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Children, unable to enjoy your children. Deuteronomy 28:17. It says there, curse shall be thy basket and thy store. Store is where you save and keep. No savings. No savings, absolutely no savings. It's a curse on your in your finances. Your baskets are supposed to be full. When there's a curse in your finances, there's an inability to produce. An inability to get wealth. And when you're walking under the blessing, blessings look for you. They want to overtake you. They want to overpower. Oh, may some of you come into that season of the blessings to overtake you. Blessings to overtake you. Overpower you. Raida cha cha jala. Goodness and mercy to follow you. Raida sikhe prodoniam zehelama. Raida sahantunam zehela brasiantuna raja. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Father. We give you glory, Lord. We give you glory, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Look at Deuteronomy 28:29. Thou shalt grope at noonday as the blind gropeth in darkness, and thou shalt not prosper in thy ways. And thou shalt be only oppressed and spoil evermore, and no man shall save thee. No vision, no goals, no ambition. You're blind at noonday. No internal vision. You're always guided by circumstances. No strong desire to make a difference with your life. It's a sign of a curse. Look at somebody and say, your life can make a difference. There are no useless people in the kingdom of God. Your life can make a difference in the kingdom of God, in the body of Christ, for the glory of Jesus Christ. Your life can make a difference. Look at somebody and say that. They might never have heard that from anybody, but tell them in the name of Jesus, your life can make a difference for the King of Kings and for the Lord of Lords in the kingdom of God, in the body of Christ. Lay your hands on that person and say it out one more time. Your life can make a difference. Amen. One of the signs of a curse is you lose your individualism. You don't know who you are. Continuously oppressed. There is no confidence that comes in your relationship with God. You're continuously looking for somebody to say or do something for you. But tonight, let there be a difference. Let there be a shift. Let there be an upgradation. You coming out of curse into walk in the blessing of God. Rise, okay, I say, I receive it in the name of Jesus. May your life be different from today onwards in the name of Jesus. Let your life be different from today onwards in the name of Jesus. Let your life be different from today onwards in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Now we come to 2 Kings chapter 2 and we're going to pray together. The city called Jericho, where the prophet Elijah is coming, and it has got a curse on that city. The land is good, but it is barren. There is death in the waters. Children are dying prematurely. People are not fulfilling their days. The entire city, can you imagine that? A curse on a city? We want to see our city set free by the blood of Jesus Christ. Lift your head and say, Kochi, be blessed in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and say, Kochi, be blessed in the name of Jesus. Kerala, be blessed in the name of Jesus. Our nation, be blessed in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and say that. Bless your city in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We break off curses from our city in the name of Jesus. May our city be blessed through the blood of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. There is a curse over the city. There are almost funerals taking place every day. Somebody is losing their life prematurely. And Elijah the prophet is coming to that city. And we know how that curse began to come in that city. When God gave that city to Joshua, when they crossed over Jordan, Joshua brought down the walls of Jericho by the power of the Holy Spirit and pronounced a curse in the book of Joshua, 6th chapter. Cursed be anyone who builds the city. They will lose their firstborn and their last one. He's a man of God and he's cursing. Years later, in 1 Kings chapter 16, during the time of Ahab, a guy goes to lay the foundation of that city. And the curse takes effect and he loses his first one and the last one. Fast forward from there 400 more years. That curse is still operating. There is no explanation. Why are children dying? Why is this operating there? Are you with me? Elijah dissolved that curse in that city. And that's what we're going to come to. Whether it be a city, whether it be a family tree, whether it be your life, how to dissolve that curse. Like I said, Jesus gave the verdict is written. Jesus took the curse, pronounced a blessing upon you. The verdict was written. But somebody has to execute that verdict. That is what the prophet did. Are you with me? Sometimes people ask, you know, Pastor, Ezekiel 18, 1 to 4. Just look through that because I want to lay a proper foundation because so that you will get through Ezekiel 18, 1 to 4. Are you learning something tonight? The word of the Lord came unto me again, saying, what mean you that saying the proverb? The fathers have eaten sour grapes and the children's teeth are set on an edge. As I live, saith the Lord God, you shall not have occasion anymore to use this proverb. Are you with me? The fathers did something wrong and the children are suffering for it. That shall no longer be your case. The prophet Ezekiel is saying, what are you saying? Well, many people stop with that one first three verses. But how does that happen? Look on to the last verse of that scripture, the 30th verse. Therefore I will judge you, O house of Israel, everyone according to his ways, saith the Lord God. Repent and turn yourselves from your transgressions, so iniquity shall not be your ruin. Are you with me? If you do not want that curse, the proverb to say that fathers did wrong and the children are suffering for it, therefore repent and turn. Iniquity is that which is in your family tree, not sin. Iniquity. Turn, repent. Sometimes you need to say, Lord, I'm sorry if there is anything that has been done by my fathers that is working in my family tree. I ask you forgiveness for it. I ask you to forgive them. I repent of my sin, but I'm asking you forgiveness for it. And that thing is broken. Open your mouth and say, the sin of my past shall not be my ruin. The sin of my past shall not be my ruin because of the blood of Jesus. Amen. Amen. You have to take the blood of Jesus and apply it to your history. Are you with me? Amen. Apply it to your history, to your family tree, and say, if there's wrong, some wrongs, you know what they have done. How to dissolve it? And we pray together. 2 Kings chapter 2. In the New King James Version. Can I have that, please? Then the men of the city said to Elijah, please notice. Say that with me. Please notice. Please notice. The Hebrew word for that translated is please take your seat. Say that with me. Please take your seat. It's a realm of authority. Are you with me? Amen. There are authority realms that children of God can walk in. As a matter of fact, there are three dimensions of authority. There is an anointing level. Some of you can be so gifted, anointed. That's a level like that, anointed. But there is an authority level. An authority level always, see, anointing level is a gift. Authority level always operates through alignment. You have to be aligned in your relationship with Jesus and with the people whom God has placed above you. Are you with me? Did you understand what I said? It comes through alignment. And then there is be seated. It's a governmental authority. It's a result of you overcoming. Revelation 3:21. To the one who overcomes, I will make him to sit. Are you with me? So there are times when you have a gift that is beautiful. But there is a time when you can exercise authority when only you are truly aligned with God and with the ones above you. Elijah had an alignment with Elijah. 2 Kings, when you read the preceding verses, he just received an impartation. And he's coming into Jericho. And they're saying, listen, please take your seat. We know the level you are in right now. God is taking his church to another realm. God is taking his church to another realm. Verse 21. He went to the source. He went unto the spring of the waters, or the source of the waters. For your deliverance, you need to go to the source of the problem. It was Joshua's word. You have to do sometimes what is called a spiritual mapping. I do that in it every time. When I pray for the church, when I pray for my life, for my family tree, when I pray for a city or a nation or somewhere that I'm going in, I do a spiritual mapping. Bring me a new bowl. That word means breakout. Bowl means breakout. It's what we call a breakthrough anointing. Open your mouth and say breakthrough anointing. Now, I wish I could teach on all these a little bit more time, but we can't. I just need to hurry up through this because I want to take some time to pray. And put salt therein. Salt in the Bible is symbolic of one of judgment. You remember that? When Sodom and Gomorrah were judged? Huh? When Lot's wife was judged, became a pillar of salt. Can you imagine that? Salt in the Bible is also speaks about in the scriptures. You will find salt covenant. It's a sign of covenant. So what God is essentially saying is you got to judge that would judge against you. When you recognize a curse coming up, you got to judge it. Are you with me? Because we are the people of the covenant. We are the covenant people. Lift your hand and say, we are people of the covenant. You got to judge it. And the last, Elisha took a seat, and he, that is called apostolic or prophetic utterance. He said, what did he say? He said, there shall not be from you any more death or barren land. You need to open your mouth and speak out the blessing. You gotta say, no, I shall not be in lack anymore. I shall not be sick anymore. I shall not be bound anymore. My children shall walk in the blessing of God. My children shall be healthy. I will fulfill my days. Goodness and mercy will follow me. I shall dwell in the house of the Lord. You gotta open your mouth and declare the word. You can't keep repeating the same thing, but you gotta declare the blessing of God over your life. Open your mouth and speak it out, and curse will dissolve in the name of Jesus. Let's close our eyes in prayer.
Tonight, lay your lives at the feet of Jesus. Maybe you identify something which the Holy Spirit will show you. The Holy Spirit has to show you. Jesus asked the disciples, "Who do you say that I am?" And they said, "Some say you are one of the prophets, some say you are Elijah." But Jesus asked them, "Who do you say that I am?" And Peter said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And then Jesus said to them something. He said, "Flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven." Which means that flesh and blood can reveal certain things to you, and the Holy Spirit, the Father in heaven, can also reveal something to you. That which the flesh and blood reveals to you is what gets you into a problem. But that which the Father reveals to you is what gets you out of a problem. So tonight, ask the Holy Spirit, the ministry of the Holy Spirit, to show you something in your family tree, not which you know by your own flesh and blood or by reason, but something that the Holy Spirit will show you. For that, all that you need to do is say, "Holy Spirit, reveal why certain things, or why this is happening in my life, or what is happening in my children's life. Reveal, Holy Spirit," and the Holy Spirit will show you. And the moment you see that, if you have to ask God forgiveness, say, "Lord, I'm sorry." You can only repent for your sin, but you can ask forgiveness for the sins of your fathers. You cannot repent for them. If they have gone after idol worship or gone after magic or witchcraft, and you know it, say, "Lord, I'm sorry for that. Forgive them, Lord. I repent for the times I have submitted to it." If you know there has been instances where they are defiled their marriage bed, or destroyed their life through drugs or drinks or sexual immorality or whatever, say, "Lord, I'm sorry for that. Forgive them, Lord. Cleanse me. I repent of my own failures. Let not the iniquity pass over into my life or to my generations." Ask him. This is the time for you to open your mouth. I'm just saying now, this is all that I can do. But it's time between you and Jesus. Maybe unforgiveness, bitterness. Maybe, you know, your broken covenant. Even spiritual covenants. Ask the Lord forgiveness. Maybe there is, you know that maybe one of your, in your family trees, been stealing. They've been stealing from God. They've been stealing from the church. There is somebody here in your family tree. The Holy Spirit is showing me. There was an allegation, an accusation against your, you know it, you remember it, against your fathers for having stolen from the church. That which rightfully belonged to the church, you took it. And that is why that curse is there over your finances. Say, "Lord, I'm sorry for that. I repent of it." Maybe something that you promised God and you didn't keep your word. Maybe there is murder in your family tree. You know somebody has been killed. Ask God forgiveness.
somebody's family, in your house, a room called the Tekkemuri. There's been some wickedness run in that Tekkemuri. The Holy Spirit will remind you. God is showing me that. Tekkemuri, the wickedness done in the Tekkemuri. Ask God forgiveness. Maybe you withheld the wages of your servants, laborers, people who worked for you. And that is crying out. Ask God forgiveness for that. The laborer's wages you withheld. Repent of that. Tonight, whatever the Spirit of the Lord is showing you, the Lord is again showing you the Tekkemuri, the wickedness. God wants to set you, give you a massive deliverance tonight. There is somebody listening to me by the net. And you know there's a history in your family of stealing from the graves. Your family was known by that very word, stealing from the graves. And you left that town, that village, so that you wouldn't have to carry that scar. But God sees you tonight. He wants to set you free. That shall not be your legacy. It shall not follow you. That curse is breaking tonight in the name of Jesus. Rakasila maratoniam sehila. Jibakasudulov sivetile masiantana. Jiba baba disili vakasun tunsolo mosekere. Raki sili mesun tunsili prakasila mentonsula vakisa nadara. Jibrakansu tulus mikina seke prakasa tulum se brakela. Jiba baba ridi se brakentul sumakira na isun toli simradesha. Raitavali suhuntuna raiti min si brakilu sutiniam sele. Jibrakilam sahantuna rajasi prakadalam. Jibrakali saprakantura, Jibrakali sakarakatuniam seda. If there are abortions that you have done in your lives, ask the Lord forgiveness for that. Rakila prakasu tulumsi dili brakentuna siyantana. Jiba baba, let that curse be revoked in the name of Jesus. Rikapres tuniam se predelenia, Jimani ams pradalam, Sidala kapratunam sedele, Jiba baba, raida kalpajutana baudianam, sekevurus. That which rightfully belongs to your brother, you try to grab that. Ask God forgiveness for that. May that curse be broken off. Raida kalpam samcharadanam rihitsal prodima hatturadhamana bhushyana. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Properties kartavina karangalile kepiche rahasi pradan dasile ke brasua. That which you promised that you would give your brother, that which you would do for somebody, rakile prakiswatra, which you took back your word. God says you honor the word and I will bless you way beyond you can imagine. Rakile prakasu tulum sibrena jili prakamtonia. That which does not belong to you, give it up. ആ എന്നത് ഇരിക്കുന്ന ബിലീവേഴ്സിന്റെ അകത്ത് അങ്ങനെയുണ്ട് അഭ്യന്തരം. കർത്താവ് വീണ്ടും കാണിക്കുന്നു, ജീബാല കീരക്കി സുഗ്വാം തീലിമ. ഐ നോ യു ആർ ബാപ്റ്റൈസ്ഡ് ബട്ട് യു ആർ കാരിങ് ദാറ്റ് റക്കീല പ്രകീസുന മീലിസ്യ ധോനോ റൈദ കൽപാസ് വാന്തന. ഹാബിച്വൽ ലൈയിങ് ഇൻ ഫാമിലി ട്രീസ് ഇസ് ഫോളിങ് എ പാർട്ട്. റക്കീല പ്രകാത്തോലിയ. ഐ സീ ദ ആക്സ് ബൈ ദ റൂട്ട് ഓഫ് ദ ട്രീ. ഇന്ന് രാത്രി യേശുവിന്റെ നാമത്തിൽ നിന്റെ കുടുംബത്തിന്റെ അകത്ത് വാദിച്ചുകൊണ്ടിരുന്ന ശാപക്കെട്ടുകൾ ഇന്ന് രാത്രി യേശുവിന്റെ നാമത്തിൽ അഴിയട്ടെ. Delayed blessing, delayed marriage, delayed childbearing, യേശുവിന്റെ നാമത്തിൽ വെട്ടുകയാണ്. Laziness, procrastination, generation light, കേറി വന്നിരിക്കുന്ന ബന്ധനങ്ങൾ യേശുവിന്റെ നാമത്തിൽ വെട്ടുകയാണ്. Mental instability. ഇന്നാളിത് യേശുവിൻ്റെ നാമത്തിൽ വെട്ടുകയാണ്. Lift your voice, lift up the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit sahala disahele raisa hada sahanduna jiva baba raida jada jadi rakataka kathurathamana aida katakam kalpajalam raida gatham yeshuvinna namathil shabakettugal aliyate. By the blood of Jesus name, rahal brother, we enforce the blessing of Jesus. Rakala kasuturam delemar yandhenia raida sahatura ridala jadi rakataka. മാരേജസ് നടക്കാതെ കെട്ടിയിരിക്കുന്ന കെട്ടുകൾ അഴിയട്ടെ. റൈത പൽപ്പ ചൂഠമാന ബൗടി പ്രാതിമതാശോരാധാനം. ജീസസ് 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 സേ ജീസസ്. ജീസസ് ഈസ് യുവർ ഡെലിവറർ, ഹി ഈസ് യുവർ സ്ട്രോങ് ടവർ. സേ ടേക്ക് ദ നെയിം ഓഫ് ജീസസ്. ജീസസ്, ഹി ബിക്കേം ദ സാക്രിഫൈസ്. ഹി ബോർ ദ കർസ് ദാറ്റ് യു മൈറ്റ് വാക്ക് അണ്ടർ എ ബ്ലെസ്സിംഗ്. Enforce the blessing, the sacrifice of Jesus on your life, in your family tree. May the precious blood of Jesus flow through. Raida da 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 ja da la ja du tha la na da ja ra rakhi la prasadulam ja da ra jiva baba rikhi le bisiam tu na ra jiva baba. ചട്ടയും മുണ്ടും ഉടുത്തിരിക്കുന്ന ഒരു അമ്മച്ചീനെ വീട്ടിൽ നിന്ന് പുറത്താക്കിയത് ദൈവത്തിൻ്റെ ആത്മാവ് കാണിക്കുന്നു. ചട്ടയും മുണ്ടും ഉടുത്തുള്ള പ്രായമുള്ള ഒരു അമ്മച്ചീനെ വീട്ടിൽ നിന്ന് പുറത്താക്കിയത്, ഓ അത് കർത്താവിനടുത്ത് മാപ്പ് ചോദിക്കുക. റിപ്പൻറ്റ് ഓഫ് ദാറ്റ്. ഇന്ന് രാത്രി അത് നിനക്ക് അനുഗ്രഹമല്ല, ശാപമാണ്. നിന്റെ തലമുറയ്ക്ക് അത് അഴിഞ്ഞു മാറട്ടെ യേശുവിൻ്റെ നാമത്തിൽ. റക്കാതൂരവ പ്രായമുള്ള നിന്റെ അമ്മച്ചെ നീ നിന്റെ വാർദ്ധക്യത്തിൽ ഹല്ലേലൂയ നീ ആ പുറത്തിറക്കി വിട്ടതിന് മാനസാന്തരപ്പെടുക. റിപ്പൻറ്റ് ഓഫ് ദാറ്റ്. റഖാലാദ ജീവാലം ഹദുരി ഘടക സപ്രദാലം ജൂഡേലി ബൗഡിയാന ജീ ബാബ റൈസ് ബ്ര ദുഖോനിയ റഹിൽ പ്രോസി അന്തുനാസി അന്തനാദിയ. താങ്ക് യു ജീസസ്, 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 താങ്ക് യു ജീസസ്. പാരന്റൽ അതോറിറ്റിയെ ബഹുമാനിക്കാതിരുന്നതിനുണ്ടെങ്കിൽ കർത്താവിനോട് മാപ്പ് ചോദിച്ചാട്ടെ. റക്കി ഏറ്റവും വലിയ ബ്ലെസ്സിംഗ് ആണ് ടു ബ്ലെസ് യുവർ പാരൻസ്, ടു ഹോണർ ദം, ടു ലവ് ദം, ടു ഒബേ ദം. റൈദ സഹതൂരിയം സേദേമാനയം സ്കേദുലാസിയം ധനാരിയ ജി ബാബാ ബാബാ. ദൈവദാസന്മാരെ ദൈവം സ്പിരിച്വൽ അതോറിറ്റിയായിട്ട് വെച്ചിരിക്കുന്ന ദൈവദാസന്മാരെ ബഹുമാനിക്കാതിരിക്കുകയും അവരെതിരെ പ്രവർത്തിക്കുകയും ചെയ്തിട്ടുണ്ടെങ്കിൽ ശാപം വലിച്ചു വെക്കുകയാണ്. ജൂട്ടമ്മാന പൗടിയാനം ഇന്ന് രാത്രി അത് അഴിയട്ടെ. ദൈവത്തിന് മാപ്പ് ചോദിച്ചാട്ടെ. അത് പള്ളിയിലെ അച്ഛന്മാരായിരിക്കാം, കന്യാസ്ത്രമാരായിരിക്കാം, യേശുവിന് വേണ്ടി ജീവിതം സമർപ്പിച്ച പാസ്റ്റർമാരായിരിക്കാം, ആരും ആയിക്കൊള്ളട്ടെ. യേശുവിൻ്റെ നാമത്തെ പ്രതി ഇറങ്ങിയവരാണെങ്കിൽ അവരെതിരെ നീ പ്രവർത്തിച്ചിട്ടുണ്ടെങ്കിൽ മാപ്പ് ചോദിച്ചാട്ടെ. ഇന്ന് രാത്രി ശാപക്കെട്ടുകൾ അഴിയട്ടെ. Rakaladashya antasi pradus melente rakhi sudushi prakanta dilveke sahatura jaderi mandal swadil kibanam rakhi salutuna jibababa rakhi prakamse dilai sahantuna. Jesus, 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 open your mouth and say the blood of Jesus, precious blood of Jesus, precious blood of Jesus. Say that, precious blood of Jesus, precious blood of Jesus, precious blood of Jesus. Wash me in thy precious blood, Jesus. Cleanse my family in your precious blood, Jesus. Redemption through your blood, precious blood of Jesus, precious blood of Jesus, precious blood of Jesus, holy blood of Jesus. I receive, may your blood speak a better word. Oh, my life than the blood of Abel. Thank you, Jesus. Rahala daziyadana zeki maludu zine ziki prakanto jika prakatuvana jika produzinte jika prakanse. ഹെറിഡിറ്ററി ഡിസീസുകൾ ഇന്ന് രാത്രി യേശുവിൻ്റെ നാമത്തിൽ മാറട്ടെ. ഹെറിഡിറ്ററി ഡിസീസുകൾ യേശുവിൻ്റെ നാമത്തിൽ മാറട്ടെ. ബ്ലഡ് ഷുഗർ നോർമലാകട്ടെ യേശുവിൻ്റെ നാമത്തിൽ. ഹൈപ്പർ ടെൻഷൻ മാറട്ടെ. ക്യാൻസർ രോഗം യേശുവിൻ്റെ നാമത്തിൽ മാറട്ടെ. ഇൻ ദ നെയിം ഓഫ് ജീസസ്, ഇൻ ദ നെയിം ഓഫ് ജീസസ്. ഫാമിലി ട്രീക്കകത്തുള്ള ഹെറിഡിറ്ററി രോഗങ്ങൾ ഇന്ന് രാത്രി യേശുവിൻ്റെ നാമത്തിൽ അഴിഞ്ഞു മാറട്ടെ. ജബാലാദാ ജദാലാ ജദരാദാനം റൈദാ ജദാലം ജാദിദി ഘടകസപ്ര
Hatudigataska Pradusi Hamtulam Se Him Tulema Ziham Tunchiala Reike Bradasia Tuna. Say, I renounce every hereditary disease, every hereditary mental illnesses, physical illnesses, genetical disorders. I renounce it in the name of Jesus. Say that with me. I renounce genetical disorders, sicknesses, generational sicknesses. I renounce it in the name of Jesus. My body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, redeemed by the blood of Jesus. I consecrate my life for the glory of God. Premature death, may you fulfill your days. Rahalaba Rabaziamtana. Depression, Yeshu in the Namatil Marade. Rahalprasaponiam Zekela Prakasua. Rankena, financial lackadal, Yeshu in the Namatil Marade. Raida Saprutomo Ziamtana. Jibaba, Jibaba, Raida Jadulam Sahituna. Parishud Tatma Vilara, the Ganabar Alpaner, and Parishud Tatma Vilara, the Chad. Zagadarada Lamdane Ramadana Dausha Haduri Gadaga Sahaturi Raja Ravana Raintane Manadi Sahalam Tuna Raja Namde Rabadamana Bausiana Divana Raja Namda Ragadaga Sampradha Lamdina Hada Ragadaga Sampradhori Asbahadunariya Jibriante Niam Skelem Rakasu Antele Menspadusa Pradoli Amse Danamse in a Raja Dalena Varevinaria Adurigatagasa Pradalam Dari Gatagam Sadarakatagam Kalkarajanam Dira Gatagam Adirigatagatal Palagatajalam Darigatagachalam Daram Adirigatagasa Pradalam Judigatagam Raiga Raja the Rauti Janatala Vadiligataka Patula Jatala Katalagatagasia Adirijalam Raika Satulam Sedera Miscarriage Yeshu in the Namatal Marate Raiki Frosotulam Sela Painful Ministration Hallelujah Yeshu in the Namatal Judamana Marate Healthy Hallelujah Jubala Helpas Utuniam Satura Health and Healing in the name of Jesus Rusi Pradusiam Tana Rakelo Siantana Sotuna Mood Swings Healthy Agate Yeshu in the Namatal Moods Hallelujah Jalabraka Suantanaria Yeshu in the Namatal Extreme Mood swings, Yeshu in a Namatal Marade, Rahas Praga, emotional healing Marakada, Raka Prasontoniam Seda Hasudunshia Natavosia. We thank you, Jesus. We give you glory. We exalt your holy name. We bless your name. Open your mouth and say, Jesus, I renounce every curse that is upon my life and upon my generations. I revoke it. In the name of Jesus, I reject it. In the name of Jesus, you have no right over my life, my body, my spirit, my soul, my generations. All that I am belongs to God. I bring it under the authority of the blood of Jesus Christ. I proclaim Jesus Christ is my Lord, my Master, my Savior, my Redeemer. I submit to God. I resist the enemy. Lord, forgive my sins and the sins of my fathers. Break every spirit of iniquity that keeps through my family ladder. I renounce it. I reject it. Thank you, Jesus, for your precious blood. I receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Lift your hands. Praise the name of Jesus tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, give a shout of praise to Jesus tonight. Stand up in your places. Would you turn to the person standing next to you? I think in Alka. Alla Yeshu in the Namatil and Tote. Pray for that person. Say Jesus' name. Let every curse be broken off from that person's life. From his family tree, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, be blessed in the name of the Lord, be blessed in the name of Jesus, amen. Now lift your hands and praise the name of the Lord. Whoa, come on, church, receive your freedom.
Hallelujah, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Receive your freedom in the Lord.
Jesus. Praise you,
Lord. Thank you for being here. You have just been blessed by a powerful message from Pastor Rajesh Matthew. We at Cornerstone Church encourage you to join us as we gather in the name of Jesus to worship the Lord and to feed on His fresh word every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. for the Malayalam services and for the English services on Fridays 6:30 p.m. and Sundays 3 p.m. in the afternoon. You can also watch us live at www.joshuageneration.org, where the services are live streamed and archived for later viewing. God bless you, and remember, we are for signs and wonders for the Lord our God.